Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord that you're able to spend these next few minutes together as we continue looking at the exceeding great and precious promises that God has given to you and I. Beloved, we are the beloved children of God, and it doesn't appear what we will be, but beloved, when we see Him, we will see Him as He is. We will be like Him. Is that not a beautiful prospect? Because why? The Holy Spirit has a charge. He has a duty, a responsibility from the Father, and that is to perfect and mature His church, the body of Christ, to bring us unto the measure of the stature of a perfect man, unto the measure of the very character of Christ Jesus. And it's a beautiful process. It doesn't happen overnight. Wouldn't it be nice if we could just wake up and be perfected? Well, one day we will be when we're with the Lord, but now it's a day-to-day process and we have to apply ourselves. Just like when a seed is planted, a farmer plants a crop, it's not immediate. It takes a while for the seed to germinate and for that little shoot to begin to grow up and press out through the soil and to receive the water and the sunlight and the nourishment from the soil to really become a full plant and a full-grown plant and then to be able to mature. Especially like fruit trees, they take a while, of course, doesn't it? I remember years ago we planted a lemon tree. It was just a little thing and it took a few years, but then it was the most wonderful lemons that we would get. And so, beloved, God has it's a process to everything. There's a time and a season unto all purposes under heaven. And we've been talking about what it means to be really prosperous. And again, not just when we hear that word prosperous, we think of money, finances, material things. And of course, that's part of it. But the main focus of God was always on spiritual prosperity. And if we would be prosperous spiritual, if we would prosper in our soul, then everything else, by seeking God's kingdom, of course, everything else would be added to us, that we would be in health and we would prosper even as our soul prospers in the material and natural things of life, having wisdom, heeding God's word. Oh, just reading Proverbs. You know, beloved, if one of the things I do is I every month I read through the Proverbs, and they are a wealth of wisdom and knowledge and instruction. The word of God says as far as wisdom, all her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are paths of peace. Doesn't that sound good? Don't you want to be wise in terms of the things of the Lord? And so being wealthy and prosperous in God's terms means to be able simply to live a life that is filled with trust and assurance and a full knowledge and faith that it is God's will that we be blessed. We're His children. A good and a rich and blessed life is filled full with God's word and His presence. And that's, beloved, a rich life. And of course, it's important that we have the knowledge that comes from an understanding of God's word, because we need to please God not on our terms, but on His. And many people have been taught that they shouldn't desire to prosper. Some think that it's actually, you know, holy being having very little. Because, you know, don't you know that money is the root of all evil? Now, don't say that I said that. That's what people say. The Word says that the love of money is the root of all evil. And we have to be concerned first and foremost about priorities, and that's our spiritual condition. Many have been taught that they shouldn't desire to prosper, certainly not financially, but equally so concerning their spiritual lives. Many have been taught to accept whatever life throws at them, just hang in there, just praise God, just keep doing what you're supposed to do, live a good life. But instead of resisting the circumstances of their condition and asking God for help, God wants us to be blessed. He wants, beloved, He wishes above all things that we would prosper and be in health. He is the Lord that takes pleasure, the scriptures say, in the prosperity of His servant. Do you believe that? He takes pleasure when you're prosperous? Think about that. That's what the Word of God says. And so, you know, some people have even felt it's a sin to ask about having enough money in the bank to pay all their bills. But beloved, think about that. We need to be upright in as far as the world is concerned, as far as business dealings. We shouldn't be behind in our debts. I mean, sometimes there comes crises in our lives that we have no control over. But as far as living a disciplined life, we should be able to meet all of our financial obligations first, and then be able to and provide for our needs, and then whatever other things that God, whatever new things, whatever, you know, maybe you'd want to own a house of your own, you can work towards that. One of the principles I have in this ministry, if there's something needed, I don't go out and put it on a credit card. I just wait and say the old-fashioned way. So this ministry, Unveil Christ Ministries, is not in debt. It's been many, many years, and I've worked very hard because, you know what? I don't like paying interest. And so with God's grace and His provision, we've been able to prosper. We've been able to utilize the resources that God provides through the love gifts of His people to be able to be very diligent and very frugal regarding the things of God. Because it's not, you know what? It's God's money. And every leader has a tremendous responsibility before God to utilize every penny in a way that brings glory to God and advances the kingdom of God. So, beloved, we need to have the right kind of mental understanding of what God wants for His people, and we need to have the right kind of thinking, because however you think in your mind, it will be reflected in your spiritual life. And as some might have even said, well, you know, I've wanted to be prosperous, but I've been ashamed to ask God for it. Well, not when you really know and understand the Word. As I've said, being wealthy in Christ, being rich in the Lord, is more than having money, lands, or cars, or material things. Being rich in Christ is having a fuller life, a peaceful, contented life. It's also having the knowledge that God wants you to have your needs met. He wants you to be physically healthy. He wants you to have money to pay your bills and to be able to bless Him and His work with tithes and offerings, and to do more to publish the name of the Lord than any people before us. Just think about this. In the days of the early church, they didn't have television, newspapers, telephones, satellites, computers, printing presses. How blessed we have been with modern technology, that our generation now has tremendous abilities to have all these forms of media to proclaim the gospel of the good news. We should be flooding the world with a message of salvation, proclaiming that Jesus is Lord. As a child of God, beloved, you should know that the Holy Bible is filled with glorious promises regarding your blessing and prosperity. Now, some have taken many scriptures out of context. They've not properly understood what God has really made available to us. We only have to, however, take the Bible, read it for itself, and see how God, from the very beginning, intended His people to prosper. Look at Adam and Eve. They had all of their needs met. There was nothing. There was no evil. There was before sin. But everything, they were blessed beyond words. And we, as His children, now in the new covenant, covered by the atonement, the blood of Jesus, we have the right, even more than that, we've got a responsibility to be prosperous and have the resources to bless others. God has always blessed His children as they obeyed His word. Some may just have been raised, you know, from very young age to think that it's wrong to ask God for material blessings. Some may even think that they should be poor, but God wants us to prosper, beloved, so that we can reflect the generosity of God. And beloved, regardless of what you have, whether you've been really tremendously blessed by God in terms of this world's goods, or whether you have enough to get by on, He wants you to realize that everything you have, it belongs to God. God has given it to you. He's given you your health. He's given you your family. He's given you your employment. He's given you your home. Everything that you have is a result of God's goodness to you. And let me just ask you this. I believe it will encourage you to cast off any kind of negative thinking, any poor self-esteem. What do you think is more productive for God? A person who's poor spiritually, who is poor financially, barely able to survive, or the person who has taken God's word to mean exactly what God says it means and refuses to let doubt and fear creep in and rob them of God's blessings? If we consistently think and agree and speak with what the Word says, with what God says about a matter, virtually agreeing with what God says is ours, then we will be able to bless others. We'll be able to support God's work. We'll be able to help those in need and abound in the things of God spiritually. Praise God. Well, I want to take the last few moments of this broadcast and to pray for you, to ask God to open up through the wisdom of Spirit and revelation, who you are in Christ. Father, in Jesus' name, I come to you and I thank you, Lord, that it takes the revelation of the Holy Spirit to let us lay hold, to help us apprehend, to see, to be able to comprehend the great depth and height and the wealth and extent of your exceeding great and precious promises to us, that it is truly your will for us to be blessed, to walk in your favor, and to delight to do your will because your law has been put in our hearts, just as Jesus delighted to do the will of the Father. So, Father, I pray for UCM Partners. I pray for my brothers and sisters in my radio family, Lord, as I do every day, that they will increase in the knowledge and the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ and all that He has done, that we will bless your heart, we will please your heart, because you take pleasure in the prosperity of your servant. Help us to walk in that experience day by day for your glory and in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Well, praise God. It's been a blessing and a privilege to be able to minister to you. And together we're going to make it, beloved. Just keep looking up. Jesus is coming. Praise God. Well, let's see what God will have our next broadcast. Until then, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best be yours forever.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.